Famous scriptures, I guess, for Christmas. Amen. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And the taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the lineage of David. God saw a way to get Joseph to where he needed to be for Christ to be born.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. It was prophesied, we'll get to this in a moment, that he would be born in Bethlehem, and God had a way of getting him there. Hallelujah. So where did I quit? Amen. Verse number 4, let's start back up 5 here. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse number 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, yes, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Yes.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad that the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. I already gave you my title. Amen. When heaven visited earth, praise God, when heaven came down to this earth. Aren't you glad that God did that for us?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I've already said a couple times during this Christmas season that Jesus is the reason for the season, but I probably saw this more so this year than I ever have, but you and I are also a reason for this, because we are the reason he came.
Amen. Right.
Jesus came,
sure,
into this world. Why? Amen. I understand he had to be born, but he didn't come to be born. He didn't come to live. Amen. Jesus came to die.
Right.
Hallelujah. Jesus is truly the reason for the season. Praise God. There was a man in England many years ago. I read this story how that when John Wesley had passed through those parts, and John Wesley had been down those roads approximately 100 years, and word was, you know, where it is in Gilbert, back where I come from, they claim my papa Painter, my dad's dad, Claiborne Painter, had his dad's name was Wirt Painter. And they claim Wirt Painter let Jesse James sleep in his barn one night. I don't know, but that's the word. Praise God. They still talk about it. How Jesse James came and stayed in Papa Painter's barn. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, they said one time, amen, John Wesley came down these roads 100 years ago, talking about the old preacher. Amen. That old man of God. Well, I come to tell you, approximately a little over 2,000 years ago, Jesus came.
That's right.
Woo. I come to tell you, the world's never been the same since.
Right.
Hallelujah. Christmas, amen, has been ruined and been perverted by an unbelieving world. It seems that praise has been given way to party. The Savior's been given way to Santa. Glory has been given, has been exchanged by gifts. Amen. Bows have been replaced with bows. But I'd like to remind you here today that Jesus is still the reason,
right,
for the season.
Right.
It's more than just trees and tinsels and lights.
Yeah.
Certainly more than reindeer, rooftops, and ho-ho-hos. I come to tell you today, Jesus is the reason.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. And I'm not coming to look for a Santa Claus. I'm not coming to, I'm like Sister Claire. Amen. Kids ask me, what do you want? I say, I don't want nothing. Praise God. I don't need nothing. Amen. I already got too much stuff. Praise God. Oh. But I tell you one thing I do need this Christmas year. I need more of Him in my heart. With the Lord to help us, I'd like to talk to us just a little bit. First thing I'd like to look at is this decree that was given out. Caesar Augustus issued this decree for taxing. Amen. Uh-huh. Not a lucky coincidence that this happened, but this was the providence of God Himself. Amen. Amen. It was a divine providence. Why? Amen. Brother Tom, get me this. I should have already had you look it up. I need Micah. All the way over in the Old Testament, chapter number 5, verse number 2. Amen. I'd like to get that verse. Praise God. But it was prophesied that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. Right. And Brother Tom's going to read it to you firsthand. Amen. And let me tell you something. God had a way of getting Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem. Amen. They lived down in Nazareth, 70 miles to 80 miles, some say, away from Bethlehem. And what kind of a man in his right mind and even a woman at that would drive or not drive. Amen. As you know how they had to get around, horse and buggy possibly. If they was rich and had a buggy, probably right on the back of a horse. Amen. But anyway, Brother George, they had to go 70, maybe 80 miles to get to Bethlehem. Nobody in their right mind would go that far, the Bible said, and she was greatly expecting with child. Amen. Yeah. In other words, she was about to deliver. Amen. I remember when Weston was born, Brother Dave Miller had me scheduled to preach his fall meeting up there. I think it was October 31st. Amen. And Weston was born November the 4th. But his due date, I think, was right there. And Michelle asked me if I was going to go up there and preach that. And everybody asked me, and Brother Dave and them couldn't believe I showed up. And I showed up to preach that fall meeting. And everybody said, what if Michelle goes into labor? Amen. Why, you're up here in Cincinnati. And then my first thought was, well, amen, I wouldn't be welcome to the hospital, I guess. Amen. Well, I just had faith and I had confidence. I said, well, the Lord gave me a message to preach, and she ain't going to have that baby till I get back home. Amen. That's all I could stand on. Praise God. Well, she didn't have that baby for almost a week later. Amen. Great God in heaven. I come to tell you, how did this happen? I'll tell you how it happened. It happened by the divine providence of God. Amen.
Sure.
She could have had that baby on the way. Hit her buck too hard. Amen. Water broke in there. But no. That wasn't the will of God. Amen. God said it was going to be born in Bethlehem. Amen. And she traveled expecting great with child. Amen. And she didn't have that baby until she got to Bethlehem. Why? Because it was the will of God. Amen. For Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. Tell us, Brother Tom, what Micah chapter 5, verse number 2 says.
But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrata, thou shalt be little among the thousands of Judah. Yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be a ruler in Israel. Whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This baby was the prophesied. Amen. This Messiah was the prophesied son of David. It was prophesied that he was going to come through the lineage of David. Luke in my text today tells us that he was of the house of David. Amen. And who, what was the city of David? Bethlehem. Praise God. It was the divine will of God that Jesus be born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Micah declared the Messiah would be born here. This promise was given some 700 years before the birth of Christ. Amen. Many in Jesus' lifetime didn't understand it. Amen. John in the book of John said that Christ cometh of the seed of David out of Bethlehem. Amen. Nathaniel said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said, come and see.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. And men and women are still coming to see today. Praise God. Amen. The prophet said that the Messiah would come from Bethlehem, but Joseph and Mary was living a long ways away, but God had to get him there. Joseph was of the house of David, Luke chapter number 1, verse number 27. Hallelujah. Tells us that the baby was going to be coming to Bethlehem. Praise God. So let's look at this. Amen. We looked at this. Caesar Augustus gave out the decree. But so now we must look now that the place of his birth, a manger, a feeding trough, the King of Kings was born in a manger. We stopped going to Gilbert there the other night. I'd always heard about those lights up in St. Albans. We'd never seen them. We said, let's stop and see them. So we finally found them over there. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere in St. Albans Park. And as we was going up the hill, I don't even think it was part of the display of lights in that park. But I think it was just somebody's house that had a manger lit up in a light scene. And it just showed a little small manger. And it said, this is the first king-size bed. Hallelujah. I love that. Praise God. Just a small little manger, but it was the first king size bed. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hey God, he came down and he was born in a stable and he was laid in a manger. Just an old feeding trough, the King of Kings. That's the way he come. I come to ask us why. Amen. There's two reasons that come to mind. The immediate reason is that some old shepherds could find him. Amen. Oh yes, but the eternal reason is that some old sinners could find him. Jesus came and he was born in a lowly way. Praise God. Hey, I don't know about you. I've never shook royalty's hand, and I don't want to get too far into this because I really believe in royalty down here. Amen. I've never shook the president's hand, Brother Earl. I've never shook a Rockefeller's hand. I've never shook nobody's hand that's been of great importance in this life. You know why? Because they're sheltered from the general public. Amen. If you wanted to go shake Biden's hand today, you couldn't do it. Amen. I remember as a little child, you could walk right up to the fence of the White House. You can't do it now. There's a fence, and then there's a way behind it's a barricade, and they got Secret Service up there with guns. You can't even get close to the White House, Brother Earl. Why? Because in that place is somebody of great importance. Amen. And that's just on earthly levels, right, God? But did you know that Jesus, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, hey God, he came down in a barn stall and they laid him in a manger. Why? Because, amen, we could have access to him. We don't have to go somewhere and stand in line for hours and get in there and see the Oval Office desk. We can't do things like that. We got direct access to Jesus. Why? Because he was born in a lowly way. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Amen. To tell us, great God, you can access him. Yeah, the shepherds could get to him, but also the old sinners. Amen. Such as you and I, we could get to Jesus. Amen.
Praise God.
All right. Let's look here at the picture of his birth. He was laid in swaddling clothes.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want to get too far into this because this ain't my message, but this is a message in itself. Amen. Do you know what they did with swaddling clothes? They were rags, if you will. Amen. They were used to wrap the dead when people would die. Amen. They would wrap them with swaddling clothes. They would wrap them with rags. Amen. When Jesus was born as a babe, they were so poor, as Sister Donnie was saying. My dad said a lot of those same things. He was so poor growing up. He said that's all he ever got for Christmas was an apple or an orange if he was lucky. Amen. Oh, I tell you, Americans years ago, they were poor, but they loved God. Yeah. And now we got plenty and we don't love God. Hey, do you see the correlation there? There was a time when America, they didn't know where their next meal was coming from. But great God, they loved God. And they loved the house of God. And they were saved. And they were afraid of sin. But now they we got 20, 30 packages under the tree. We got more than we need, but we don't know it. Hey, if somebody had said, where can I find God? We wouldn't know it within 30 miles. Or to tell somebody where to find God. Hey, I come to tell things in reverse. Oh, take us back, Lord. As Brother George said, if we got to get back on our back and get back poor again, I'd rather live like that and know God than to be rich and not know God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
They wrapped him in swaddling clothes, Brother Tommy. Poor.
Yeah.
Woo. Come on. Why? Amen. Swaddling clothes represented his death in his birth.
Thank God.
Jesus. Amen. Woo. Oh, I got to hurry here. Jesus did not come to live.
Oh.
He came to die.
Come on.
Praise God. Although Jesus was a great miracle worker, Brother Tommy, one of the greatest that ever lived, he didn't come to perform miracles, Brother Terrell. Amen. Although he was a miracle worker, he didn't come to do that. He came to die.
Yes,
Jesus, I believe, was the greatest preacher of all time.
Sure.
And, he preached on the corners. He preached in the fields. And hundreds and thousands flocked. I believe he's the greatest preacher that ever lived. But he didn't come to preach. He came to die. Oh, I believe Jesus was a dead man raised. I believe he could raise the dead up. Amen. Come on. But you know, how do you believe that? He interrupted every funeral procession that he was ever close to. He just touched the fire.
Yeah.
He just touched the casket and the dead man got up. Great God. But oh, I come to tell you, he didn't come to raise the dead. He came to die. That's why he came. From the picture of his birth, it showed us his death. Jesus was born that he might die for whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Well,
praise God.
Woo. Can't get carried away.
Thank you,
that's a message in itself.
Oh,
God. These rams pictured his death. Amen. What was the purpose of his birth? John 19:37 said that they that look upon him, amen, they shall look on him, rather, who they pierced. The purpose of his birth was the salvation of you. The purpose of his birth was the salvation of whosoever should call upon his name. Jesus was a baby born to die. He had been the expectation of mankind since the fall in the garden. Genesis 3:15. Amen. Every lamb, every goat, every turtle dove, every animal that ever shed its blood in the Old Testament was a portrait and a picture of what was to come. Hallelujah. Oh, every time, Brother Tommy, they slayed an animal. Just God, it couldn't just be any animal. Amen. It couldn't just be, we got an old crippled up calf out there. We got an old crippled up goat out there. We got an old crippled up animal. And we're going to say, no, you had to bring the best. You had to bring the best you had. But every time they slayed an animal, it was a picture of that one that was to come. That one that was born when heaven came down to earth on that first Christmas night. Great God, I come to tell us, thank God he came because he loved us.
Yes.
Oh, God. Amen. He is the reason why Noah built an ark. He is the reason why Abraham built an altar. He's the reason why, amen, Moses built a tabernacle. He's the reason why Solomon built a temple. He's the reason why God built a Calvary. I tell you, that's why. Because he loved us. That's why heaven came down to earth. Because of you. If it had only been me, if it had only been George Stacy, he would have still came.
Hallelujah.
It's touched my heart. Talking about royalty. I read after World War I, Prince Edward had visited an army hospital there in England where 36 soldiers were severely wounded. 36 soldiers. And the Prince of England had heard the news, and he said, I'm going to visit these men that were horrifically injured, maimed, disfigured. And he went down to visit these soldiers. And the nurses took him beyond where everybody else was, and they had a special ward for these severely wounded soldiers. Amen. And he took his time, and he shook every one of their hands if they had a hand. Amen. Or communicated with them in some way. And he loved them, and he told them, I appreciate your service for our country. Amen. And he wrote them all down. He wrote their names down on a piece of paper before he left. And the nurse said, well, that's all we have to show you. And she was leading him out, and he counted the names. And there was only 29 names on that paper. And he said, ma'am, I was informed there was 36 soldiers here. Amen. I've only visited 29. Where's the other 7? And she said, oh, I was hoping you wouldn't catch that. She said, but the other 7 is even further back in the ward. You don't want to see them. They're so disfigured. You don't want to see these men. And he said, I come to see 36 men, and I won't leave till I see 36 men.
Right.
So she took him in to men, amen, that was just pieces of men laying in this ward, nearly dead. Hard to believe they was even alive. And Prince Edward, amen, loved them all on them, loved on them, communicated with them, and said, I appreciate your service. Wrote their names down, and she come to lead him out again. And he said, no, ma'am, there's only 6 men now. Where's the 7th man? And she said, you don't understand. You don't want to see the last man. Nobody wants to see him. Amen. His face is melted. His eyes are gone. He's just a shell of a piece of humanity left. It will affect you the rest of you. You can't see the last man.
My Lord.
He said, I said, I won't leave till I see 36 men. And she took him back, and he seen that last man. And the best of my knowledge, he never kissed none of them. But he said it was so gruesome that it took his breath when he first saw this wounded soldier. Amen. And he said, when I looked at him, all I could do was weep and cry, and tears ran down my face. But he said, I bent down and I kissed that soldier on the jaw of what was melted and just skin that just barely remained. And I kissed him on the jaw, and I said, Prince Edward loves you, and Britain loves you for your service to this country. And he said he thought the man acknowledged that he was there. He made a little movement. Amen. Oh! But when he walked out of that ward, he said, I wanted to show my appreciation to these wounded soldiers. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, as ugly as that 7th was, he still came for him. And believe it or not, you and I are even worse than that 7th man. Great God. Amen. We were deep in sin. We were marred by sin scars.
Yeah,
but did you know that Jesus loves me and you more than Prince Edward loved them soldiers? That he sent his son from heaven. He sent Jesus all the way from heaven because he loved us.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the birth of Jesus, I'm done. We see the power of God. Shepherds were outcasts in society. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that were out busy tending to the sheep that was used in the temple sacrifice.
Yes.
Amen. But although they were so busy, they could hardly come to the cleansings and to the services. So really the shepherds were outcast. Who did Jesus come through first? Who did the word of God come through first? He came to the shepherds.
Shepherds.
Amen.
Right.
He came to the shepherds. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That one that you and I might not care so much about.
Come on.
That one that you and I didn't really care so much to spend their time. That's who he came for.
Yeah.
Amen. That dope addict out there. That drunkard out there. That one that you don't think will ever matter. That's who he came for. Hey, I come to tell us, he came for the 7th soldier. He came for that one that nobody, I ain't got it. I feel like shouting.
Come on,
that's who he came for. Heaven visited earth to change everything. It changed time. It changed eternity. That's why heaven came to earth.
Woo! Hey,
God. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Let's look here.
Jesus.
For by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. I was going to deal with grace the other night, another one of them lessons. But you know why you're here today?
Come on.
Grace.
Amen.
Whew.
Oh, God.
Unmerited favor.
Yeah.
We don't deserve it.
No.
We deserve death.
Yes.
We deserve a grave.
Come on.
We really deserve hell.
Come on.
Amen. But you know what I'm going to get, Brother Dan? I'm going to get heaven. Why? Because of grace. Hey, I said it's the grace of God. Amen. It's the grace of God. Amen. There's power in the grace of God. And next thing, there's power star in the glory. When the morning star sang together, Job said, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Amen. Those angels, oh, they glorified the name of God. In the book of Revelation chapter 7, verses 11 and 12 tells us, amen, that the angels glorify and worship Him. The great God, we should praise Him, not because we're programmed to. The angels are programmed to do that. Amen. That's why they were created. It's to worship God. But you know what? You and I were created a little higher than the angels. We don't worship Him because we were programmed to do so. We worship Him because we've been redeemed. We worship Him because we've been saved. We worship Him because He rests down in the horrible pit, in the miry clay, and He pulled up. That's why I worship Him. That's why I'm in the house of God. That's why I'm saved, because of what He did for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lastly, let's look at this gift.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The shepherds came and worshiped Him, worshiped this baby. They were forever changed by their meeting Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you something. I know most of us are saved here today, but when you meet Jesus, you'll be forever changed.
Right.
It's true.
Woo. The shepherds came, and they worshiped Him. Amen. Jesus was born into a corruptible world, full of sin, full of selfishness, full of greed, full of unkindness. You think if there was ever a season of the year that people could be kind, it would be the Christmas season. But I'm wondering if it ain't the most greediest time of year. Amen.
True.
Oh, yes. These shepherds came out of curiosity, but they left rejoicing. Amen. The world, amen. They still haven't seen Him. Just like in the start of this message today, they didn't have room for Him. You know, they still don't have room for Him today.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Oh, yeah. I said they still don't have room for Him here today. The world represented the innkeeper. Amen. Oh, yes. No one would make room for Jesus. No one would make room for Joseph. And they still don't make room for Him today. I forgot a little aspect. I'll throw this in before I'm done. Amen. But did you know that I didn't know this. If you got money today, brother, on your travel, you can stay in a motel. You can stay in an inn, if you will. But in Jesus' day, that was the place for the poor people. Amen. Oh, yeah, the people that had money, they stayed with individuals. Individuals would open up their homes, and they would pay those individuals to stay in their home. It was a higher fare. It would cost them more money. But the poor people lived in the inns and stayed in the inns. But did you know Joseph was so poor? Amen. I know there was no room for him in the inn, but if there was room, I don't think Joseph could afford, amen, a room.
Come on.
Oh, they didn't have room for him, and they still don't have room for him today. Hey, God, I come to tell us, amen, thank God that He came. Thank God that He loved us.
Yes. Praise.
Those first shepherds came out of curiosity, and they left rejoicing. They came wondering what they might find.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
And they left witnessing about one who changed them forever. Can you imagine these old shepherds out in that field, Brother George? I'm done here. Preached a little longer than I thought. Can you imagine them saying, hey, we've raised these sheep. We've tried to find the best of the best to send into the temple sacrifice every single year all of our lives. But we found that spotless lamb.
We found him.
Man, I tell you, I found a little go ye. They said, we found that spotless lamb.
That's right.
It wasn't the priest that seen him first. It wasn't the high society, high class folks that saw him first. It was them lowly shepherds. Glory to God. And I come to tell you, that's still who sees him today. It's not royalty that sees him. Amen. It's not high class society. It's not money that sees him. It's that lowly one that can humble theirself and say, Lord, Lord, would you remember me? Lord, amen. Joy asked me the other day, was up there, amen, and said, Joy asked me, she said, speaking of her grandma and different ones that went on to meet the Lord many years ago, and she said, Jason, where are they at when they die? I said, I'll tell you where I believe they're at. The same place Abraham is.
Right.
The same place the thief on the cross is.
Right.
When that thief died, Jesus said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Yeah.
Heck, Lord, hey. If you want to enter into paradise, you got to come lowly.
Woo.
You got to humble yourself and say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. God, help us. If you want to get in the presence of the Almighty, you got to humble yourself.
Yes, Lord. Hey,
stand with me, I'm done.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for this Christmas Eve day.
Oh, Jesus.
This Christmas service.
Hallelujah.
We're celebrating the birth of Christ today. Lord, we want to come into your presence.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, we want to come into your very being.
Lord,
we got to humble ourselves. Just like every other one that's ever been in that presence. Every other one that's ever been in the very being, in the very, very presence of God. Help us to humble ourselves today.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Is there one here today? We got time before we turn Brother Tommy loose here.
Come on.
Is there one here today like to get up in this altar and say, Lord, I want to humble myself.
Yes.
God, I want to honor you on this Christmas day.
Oh.
I thank you, God. I didn't deserve heaven's best. Heaven came down.
Yes.
Heaven came down. Has anybody ever given you a gift so precious that you really felt embarrassed to take it? People give me stuff before and I didn't feel worthy. I thought, man, I don't deserve that. Oh, God. Heaven gave heaven's best for earth's worst. Glory to God. While they're playing and singing, let's get in this altar today. Let's thank him for giving his best. Let's thank him for that day that heaven visited earth. God gave the best gift we could ever receive. That is the blessed Son of God.
Yes, he did.
Blessed baby Jesus. Here on this Sunday afternoon.
Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storms with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels shine? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's earthly lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, your baby boy will one day walk on water. Maybe did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would get sighted to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked the angels die? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Thank you.